morning. I pray that the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth honor God today. This morning in the opening prayer, Greg thanked God for our transformation. You know, we are grateful for where we're at, but not yet satisfied. And so that's why we keep showing up, right? Get our batteries charged. I'm in the right place. Earlier this week, I was picking up some Thanksgiving dinners that Karen had ordered for some people that we support at Ralph's. And when I went in there, you know how it is in the holidays, it was chaotic. A lot of stress. People didn't have that happy holiday look on their face. And the one gal that was just about to serve me, I could tell by the energy coming off of her that, you know, she was working hard and overwhelmed. I said, well, you guys are really busy. And she barked at me and said, my name's not Lizzie. And I said, no, ma'am. I just was, you know, I was just saying it looks like you guys are busy. And then so she said, I'm sorry. And then her defenses came down, right? And we began to have a talk. She said, you know, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. And people seem to be being pushy. I just lost my sister in September. I'm reeling from that. And she was my best friend and sister. Last customer that was in here, I couldn't satisfy no matter what I did. They were yelling at me. And through our conversation, and I was fascinated and amazed, praise God, how a little bit of eye contact and some kind words, her whole physical appearance changed. And her posture and her attitude. Man, what a blessing. I walked out of there thinking, with a lot of turkeys and stuff, how blessed are we to be served and to serve. And God shows up all over the place. And the song we sang this morning, so, He's our all in things, you know, large and small. Grateful for that opportunity and a reminder that, you know, when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, I'm feeling a little busy over the holidays, I'm important and my needs need to be met. I need to remember to support the people that are serving me. I love this time of year. The family traditions that play out and traditions that are associated with our faith that we observe and celebrate. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We had a small family gathering. I'll share a little bit about that. I first wanted to share another story with you. I was facilitating a men's group this week. And at this time of the year, I try to inject, when I'm in a process group, I try to inject some time-oriented topics. And so at this time of the year, obviously, it would be Thanksgiving, right? I'm always moved by the things, the experiences and memories that people share. And on this day, this week, you know, there was some of them were joy-filled and some of them were real sad. The men that Karen and I work with often come from seriously deficient and sometimes unbelievably abusive families. It's difficult to watch the poison and dysfunction be passed from one generation to the next. The wife of one of the men that is with us had a baby this week, and I was struggling to rejoice because of the situations, circumstances under which this child was born. He's obviously in treatment. Unfortunately, his wife is also in a drug treatment facility. Their combined family history is the kind of stuff that horror movies are made out of. Two broken young people seeking love and security in places and from people that simply can't meet those needs. We see it played out again and again. It can be quite discouraging. At one point this week, I found myself in a spontaneous conversation with God in which I was crying out to Him. I said, Lord, the battle that these young people are facing can't be won. The obstacles that are in front of them, there's no way around them. And at that point, the Lord quickly revealed to me a picture of who I was and the life I was living 30 years ago. And so I instantly had a sense of awe and wonder of what God can and does do, humbled by the reality of His grace and mercy. It doesn't always unfold that particular way when we're crying out to God. In times of distress or discouragement, I was grateful that in that moment for His presence and the way He touched me. Grateful to be encouraged. My heart also smiled when I thought about where my relationship with Karen began and where it is now. God's work in our lives gives me real hope in every situation. And when I stray away from it, He is quick to put somebody in my path to remind me or to remind me Himself. The Las Vegas odds of Karen and I living a happy and healthy life were probably somewhere around zero. And yet, here we are by the grace of God. It seems like it wasn't that long ago when I was the kid watching Thanksgiving in the family unit. In my house, Thanksgiving was a good day. We went to Grandma's house. My grandmother's house was a safe place. There was always plenty to eat and no conflict. And by the way, the men's group that I referenced earlier, and in other men's groups I've been when we speak about Thanksgiving and other times of the year, one word that pops up again and again and again is grandma. Men repeat over and over how their grandmother was a source of stability and love and kindness in their life when the rest of their world wasn't. So praise God for grandmas. As a young man, I failed at the attempt at doing Thanksgiving. I went through the motions. Didn't really have a real sense of the value of it that I have today. But at this point in my life, I get to live Thanksgiving. I get to live Thanksgiving. I get to see and understand the beauty and the value of these traditions in our lives, in our community, in our culture, in our faith. In the Old Testament, there's a number of feasts and festivals that the Lord laid out. He ordained to be observed and celebrated. The Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, trumpets, weeks, atonement, tabernacle. All these were laid out and designed as markers throughout the year. A way to remind the Jewish people of God's precepts, power, and love. These things help to foster, cultivate community, and foster thanks, gratitude, prompt people to seek after God. These traditions that were laid out in the Old Testament served a very real purpose, a constant reminder. And the Lord knows we need reminders. Throughout the Old Testament, there's this pattern of God saving His people, followed by rejoicing in obedience, which in time turns to complacency, and then eventually outright disobedience, rebellion. And eventually the consequences of the actions have to be faced. That same cycle plays out today in countries, communities, families, and with individuals. As I look around the year in our current Christian calendar, we have a number of events that we observe and celebrate. One of them is coming up here pretty quick. The birth of the Lord, His baptism. We celebrate His life and His death and His resurrection, His ascension, and the falling of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You know, under the umbrella of Christianity. All these things are practiced in a number of different ways by different people. But they still serve the same purpose, right? They're markers along the road of our journey through the year that help us check our navigation, see where we're at, what we're doing, how we're plugged in, who we're plugged into. They refresh our spirit, and they're an important part of our faith practice. You know, life changes, cultures change, but the value of living and demonstrating our faith within our families and our community is never going to diminish. And we demonstrate our faith in a lot of different ways. I had an opportunity with the gal at the grocery store, right? I didn't think about it at the time. I'm demonstrating my faith. I was just going through and presenting to that lady the man that God has made today. For the last couple years, I think I shared last year, for the last couple years, our oldest granddaughter has showed an interest in learning the tradition of creating a Thanksgiving meal. I can't tell you how happy that made Karen. She about fell out of her chair the first time Lauren said that. And while I watched it all unfold last year, I was moved and blessed. And the intensity of the importance of these little things that we do was pressed upon me. As I watched them interact this year, I had an even deeper sense of just how special these times are. There's so much more going on than preparation of a meal. Never mind the fact that somebody put metal in the microwave and it blew up. The refrigerator broke. The turkey was burned. The dressing was dry. Other than that, it was a great event. I'm just kidding, because actually it all came out quite beautifully. And grateful for it. The things we do matter. And the Old Testament talks about God's ways and how we ought to treat those. You know, in Deuteronomy and Proverbs, it speaks about write these things on your doors. Put them on your wrist. Talk about them when you're walking, when you're talking, when you get up, when you lay down. In other words, always. God understands the need of repetition and consistency in our lives. Commitment. If you separate an excellent piano player from his piano for a year, if and when he's ever reunited with that piano, he's not going to be the same player. I feel the same way about my faith. I need to be plugged into my faith. I need to be plugged into the body of Christ in order for me to continue to grow and to allow others to help support and serve me and to be in a position to support other people. And so now we're getting ready to move toward another tradition on our, you know, our Christian calendar that obviously has a lot to do with our faith. The birth of our Lord, the Christ. Christmas has obviously been muddied up by the secular commercialization of it, but that really doesn't matter. It's a time that will always be rooted in the birth of our faith. That's never going to change. Sharing it with each other and demonstrating it to the next generation, I believe, is hugely important. The wonderful thing about Christmas is it's always at the same place. It's always at the same time. And yet it's always different. I'm looking forward to this Christmas season today and moving forward. I'm believing that new things, a greater depth of understanding, a better oneness with the Lord are in my future. Our granddaughter, our youngest granddaughter, is in fifth grade this year. She's struggling a little bit with math. But ever since she was little, at any given time during the year, you can ask her how many days to Christmas and she can nail it. So I'm hopeful that she's gifted like that. I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to take that and get her a math tutor and help her move along the way. She did it again this year. She said, hey, Papa Ken, you know how many days are to Christmas? I said, no, but I'll bet you do. I want to give you a little update about where Karen and I are at in the ministry that the Lord's blessed us with. I shared last time with you that we are trying to open up a new facility to help meet the men's needs that are transitioning back into our community. The home that we've been trying to pull together is now open and operational. There's 10 men that are currently living there. We provide housing, food, transportation, life skills, one-on-one counseling. We're thrilled to be involved on that level in those people's lives, supporting men as they transition. We try to demonstrate our faith, God's grace and mercy, and supply them with some practical support and some life skills as they move forward. And there's always beautiful victories and tragic losses along the way. I'm happy to report that the man that manages the home is a committed Christian. There are a number of committed believers within the family, and they're spending time together in fellowship, prayer, study. It always makes my heart feel good when I see that unfolding. It's a challenge and on a lot of levels, mentally and physically, and sometimes it's not real fun and it's certainly not easy. But no matter what's going on, and this is the important part for me, no matter what's going on, there's this underlying reality that this is of God. God created this, God delivered this, and God is guiding us as we direct it. And so it gives me this comfort in the middle like I shared, one specific seemingly desperate time. In the middle of all that, I'm encouraged that I'm not responsible for making this thing work. I just keep showing up. And God keeps doing lots of nice stuff. It's a beautiful thing to watch. God works in and through this house. I can't impress upon you how much I know that I know that I know the reality that God is involved in this project. It's humbling and beautiful to watch. We're building a new community of men. And so we are trying to develop some traditions and some guidelines that are healthy and we can move forward. I see that happening. I'm really encouraged. But at the same time, it's real clear that there are forces at work against us. And those forces seem to pop up in the most unusual and unlikely way. It's most fascinating and distressing to watch. It's just unbelievable. As I was putting some time and thought into sharing this morning, I had this comfort as I get to this part and share with you where we're at in this particular endeavor. And the fact that we are struggling with some things, some other forces, I was looking forward to the fact that I can come right here and petition this fellowship for prayer. And I will earnestly want to ask you for your prayerful support of New Hope. And the good thing about that is I know that's exactly what I'm going to get. If I ask for prayer in this fellowship, that's exactly what I'm going to get. That's how consistent you've been in our lives. That's how we've seen you demonstrate your faith year after year. You've been there for us. The little things that we do matters. The things we teach our children are reflected through our children. Our oldest granddaughter, 17 now, she's driving a car, quite independent. She's always been an easy child, self-motivated, thank goodness. She's gifted. musician, scholar. She's now got a boyfriend. So over the Thanksgiving holiday, she was sharing with Karen and I, her and her boyfriend had a conflict. And I'm listening to how the conflict played out. And I'm looking at the tools and the skills she deals with in conflict resolution. And they have her mother's name stamped on them. Her mother's voice and her mother's tone is coming right out of her voice. And it was hard to watch. And at the same time, I realized, you know what? The little things we do matters. We teach our children and our grandchildren how to deal with conflict. We teach our children how to love other people and how to be loved. As we move forward to the Christmas holiday, I always like the idea that at this time of year, it almost seems like rebellion. I say Merry Christmas to people. It seems like I'm rebelling against something because everybody wants to say Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays. You know, praise God, Happy Holidays. But it's a little more serious, a little deeper than that for us. Amen. I want to close this morning with this. I'm grateful that my eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, and my mind cannot comprehend what God has in store for us. Thank you.